The question was asked, when we speak about the value of human life, do we start differentiating between what type of life this person will lead? Will they be more pious or less pious? Does that affect how much value we give to their life? So the Torah says that we're not allowed to take someone's life, and we have to prefer giving up our own life rather than killing someone else. So we do have this concept that the Talmud says, it's simple logic. My chazit, what made you think, didamach, that your blood, samik tfei, is more red, didama, than the blood of chavrach, your friend. Why do you think your blood is more red than his? So the Talmud says, we assume everyone's life is equally valuable. Everyone that's within the range of normalcy, right? We're not talking about a person that should get the death penalty. The average person, we're not talking about a terrible criminal. The average person has, their life has tremendous value. So the person giving the shiur gave the following example. The Chafetz Chaim is sitting in the room and he's thinking, should I write my Mishnah Brura now, which Jews will learn from, hundreds of thousands of Jews for generations? Should I write my Chafetz Chaim, Shmira Saloshon, Machane Israel, Kitz Sefer HaMitzvot HaKatzar? He's pondering which work he should work on next, when there's a knock on the door. In comes a Jew and says, Rabbi, I need to ask you a question. Rabbi, I haven't been leading such a good life. I transgressed Shabbos this past week, and I steal from my partner. And he's going on and on about all the transgressions he's been doing. And as they're having this conversation, and the Chafetz Chaim tries to give him advice, the guy says, yeah, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pull out. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to change. This is the type of person I've been. And they're having this conversation, and a man walks through the door and pulls out a gun. And he says to the Chafetz Chaim, now you kill this guy or I'm going to kill you. So the Chafetz Chaim was just thinking about all the good things he's going to do for the Jewish people. And this man was just saying about all the negative things he's been doing. What does the halacha say? Rabbi Chafetz Chaim, you have to take the bullet. You have to take the bullet. You can't kill this other Jew. So here we see the perspective halacha gives us on the value of human life, and also the perspective on the potential. The halacha assumes every one of us might tomorrow realize our potential. Today we haven't yet, but tomorrow we might. Every morning we say, Rabbi Emunatecha, Hashem, you've had so much faith in me, you've given me another chance today. So that perspective is developed through this halacha. When the Torah says, don't kill him. You have to be willing to take the bullet rather than kill someone else. And even though you're going to be very, very pious, and he doesn't give that impression right now, we hope tomorrow he will.